have your Bibles, I want to invite your attention to passages of Scripture, one being our foundational passage of Scripture as contained in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the third verse. And the other one is found in the book of James, the fourth chapter and the eighth verse. Reading Proverbs 16 and 3. It says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Looking now at James 4 and 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Want to use for a thought subject this morning, the right approach. The right approach. Church, as we continue to deal with our theme of committed to be established, on last Sunday we dealt with the subject making a commitment, which is the hurdle that we must overcome so that we might go through the process of being established. When we speak of being established, we are referring to being equipped and effective so that we might operate in life at an excellent level. When God establishes us, we will be equipped and effective and live our lives in an excellent way. But the process of becoming established is not a one-size-fits-all. But we must become established in many areas of our lives. You know how it is in life, that you can have victory in one area of your life and experience defeat in another area of your life. Here's what I'm saying. You might have the good job, but you don't have the good home. You might have the marriage, but you don't have the money. You might have the money, but you don't have the marriage. You might have a good relationship with other children, but you struggle with your own children. The dichotomy of life is as such that you can have victory and defeat operating in your life at the same time. And it is God's desire to establish us totally in our lives, yet the blessing of being established in a particular area of life becomes the greatest witness for us when it comes down to believing in the truth that God can establish us in every area of our lives. In other words, if God can establish you in your relationship with your family, then God can establish you in your relationship with folk outside of your family. God can establish you in the area of finances, then God can establish you in the area of giving. But one does not automatically transfer to the other. But if you can get established in one thing, you'll know that it is possible to become established in all things. If the promise and the process will come to pass for one, it'll come to pass for all. You see? So it is our goal to work the process in order to obtain the promise. When we commit our works to the Lord, He will establish our plans. And although the scriptures refer to committing our works, we know that what works in principle for one will work in principle for all. So whatever you commit to the Lord, whatever you give to God, He will establish it, but it must be in line with His will, which is His word. We must make the commitment to commit in order to arrive at our destination of being established. Without making the commitment, you will find yourself starting and stopping. You will find yourself striving but never arriving. You will find yourself hidden and missing. And I believe that so many of God's children, and you under the sound of my voice, you're tired of just hitting and missing. You're tired of the old testimony that says I'm sometimes up and sometimes down, sometimes level. You said that before. No, my brothers and sisters, when God establishes you, you will move from the sometimes level to the all the time level. Because when God establishes you, nothing and no one will be able to bring you down. But if you try to establish yourself and you believe that other folk can establish you, if they put you up, how many of you know the folk who put you up can be the same folk who, Lord have mercy, I believe y'all want to have church today, they'll pull you down. And if you establish yourself, how many of you know you can turn around and mess yourself up? But if God establishes us, how many of you know we'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water? You'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. You'll be in the fixed position. You'll stand no matter what comes your way. You see, when God establishes a thing, when God establishes a people, when God establishes a person, they will always be able to stand. Somebody say stand. Yes, when you don't know what to do, you just stand. When Israel find herself at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh changed his mind and was coming after them in hot pursuit to take them back to captivity, God's promise was on the line. God told Moses, tell the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Church, when God establishes you, then it becomes God's priority to make sure that nothing and no one can take you out. See, because God has sworn by the greatest thing He can attest to. God swore by Himself, nobody greater than me. I swear that my word will stand. And it'll do what it says it's going to do. If God promised it, then you can take it to the bank. God promised it, and if you believe it, God will make it happen in your life. All you got to do is just stand. Somebody say stand. When the devil comes against you like a flood, the Apostle Paul says, therefore take up the whole armor of God, and so that you may be able to withstand that evil day, and having done everything, stand and stand firm. Don't run. Don't look back. Don't back down, but stand. Because the battle is not yours. How many of you know the battle is the Lord's? Stand. Remember, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. All you got to do is just stand. God is for you. He's more than the whole world against you. You just stand. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but God will deliver them from them all. All you got to do is stand. My brothers and sisters, God sent me here this morning to tell you, stand in peace, stand in patience, stand in joy, stand in faith, and while you're standing, know that God is working it out for you. You see, back to that text, when Pharaoh was coming after, when the Egyptians were coming after Israel, not only did God tell them to stand still, but then God added another blessed assurance to it when he said, the Egyptians whom you see today, you'll never see again. Church, God is so committed to you being established that when something tries to come against your establishment, God will get rid of it, and you don't have to worry about having to see it again. Lord, have mercy. He didn't say it wouldn't try to come back, but you won't see it. Child of God, it'll blow your mind if you knew how God worked behind the scenes. It'll blow your mind the things the enemy tried to send back to you, but God blocked it. Glory, hallelujah. Is somebody in here who knows that God stopped some stuff that kept trying to invade your home, try to invade your body, try to mess with your children? God stood at the door and said, I'll be a fence all around you every day. But in order to get there, you gotta commit to God. And God will, I said God will. God will establish you. You've got to trust him. Now, I got 3 points for you today. Brings me to the point of the message. And the fact is that we must settle this in our lives, that in order to commit and get established, you gotta make the right approach. Now, there are 3 areas we need to make right when we're talking about approaching. When we approach God, the first area is that we've got to develop our relationship with God. When you come up in here, you up in here to strengthen your relationship with God. And to do anything other than that, you're wasting your time and you're wasting God's patience. story was told of two ladies who were walking out of church service. One lady said to her, she said, "Child, did you see Miss Evelyn's hat?" She said, "No, I didn't see her." Well, she said, "Well, did you see that little young girl on the choir dress was so short?" She said, "No, I missed that too." And she looked at her and said, "Well, what good going to church is for you?" You see, some folk come to church to get ammunition for the gossip column. Some come to church and pass notes, mumble and jumble, talk to their neighbor about everything except the preached word or the word of God. When you come up in here at 9 o'clock in the morning, you ought to come up in here with expectation that I came to strengthen my relationship with God. I didn't come to see what you got on, what you're wearing. I didn't came to pass no notes, so don't hunch me. Don't talk to me about anybody else. I didn't come to see you. I came to get with God. You got to develop your relationship with God, you see. And the area of developing our relationship with God is important because the enemy knows that if we get established in the area of knowledge, you'll be a bad mamma jamma. Somebody say knowledge. Jesus said that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some of you are still passing notes. But I came. You might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, the enemy's mode of destroying us is to keep us ignorant of God's word. Hosea 4:6 says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see, if we gain insight on how we should make the right approach, we will be on our way towards being established by God. James 4:8 tells us that we ought to draw near to God. Since God is the one who establishes us in such a wonderful way, we must draw near to God. Now, that may sound simple, but I believe it is in the simple and the obvious that has become the area that we're missing the most. It is in the simple and the obvious that we take for granted and not make the commitment. Some folk have gotten up this morning and didn't even say thank you, Lord. You just take waking up for granted. Ain't you glad you didn't wake up dead this morning? You see, we ought to draw near to God so that we can experience and grow our relationship with God, not from a distance, not from afar, but Scripture says, come near. We got to come close, which means we got to approach God. And according to James, our approach must be one motivated by receiving the wisdom of God. You see, wisdom is the ability to apply God's word in our daily lives. Wisdom gives us the ability to use God's word in the right way. It is not enough to know the word, but you got to be wise to apply the word. Lord, have mercy. If you lack wisdom, then James tells us, ask God. James 1 and 5 said, if any of you lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. Every day, your feet hit the floor, you need to ask God before you walk out the door, give me wisdom for this day, God. Help me to know which steps to take, which move to make, what words to speak. Give me wisdom to deal on my job. Give me wisdom to deal in my relationship. Give me wisdom for every area in my life. I don't want to keep making the same mistakes. I don't want to give in to my flesh, to my emotions, to my feeling, but I want to stand on your word. So this part of the right approach is one that is undergirded by daily and consistent prayer. James said, ask God. He's saying, pray. So every day we got to be praying. When we pray, we draw near to God. And we shouldn't allow days, weeks to pass, and we've not had a talk with God. See, prayer should be on a daily basis, not just a begging session or praying out of crisis, but it should be a dialogue of petitioning and receiving. It is your time of developing your relationship with God. You know how it is. When you're developing a relationship, you talk to the person, don't you? Yeah. She's not here today, but I can tell you. And the old word, when I was courting Vanetta, some of y'all don't know what that means. When I was chasing after her. We used to get on the phone, you know how it is, and you done talked and done talked until you get to the point where you don't say nothing, you just hold the phone. Or you find yourself just saying the same things over what you're doing. Nothing. What you doing? Nothing. But you're on the phone. You're developing your relationship. You didn't let a day go by when you got your new boo. You didn't let a day go by checking in, right? Well, when you're in love with the Lord, every day, you ought to wake up and say, hey, Jesus. Every day, you ought to wake up and say, I love you, Lord. Every day, you ought to wake up talking to God and communing with God because he's the lover of your soul. And that's the way you develop your relationship with God. You got to talk to him. That's the right approach. The second aspect of the right approach that James speaks of, it deals with the spirit in which we approach God. And the right approach, the second point is that you have got to approach God in the spirit of humility. You got to approach God in the spirit of humility. Somebody say humble. James 4 and 6 says, God opposes the proud, but gives more grace to the humble. We must approach God in the spirit of humility, which indicates that we recognize our need for God. So we draw near to God to empty ourselves of all self-righteousness and rid ourselves of all pride. We come in the presence of God, not on a high horse, but we come acknowledging, God, I need you. Come to God knowing that if it had not been for you on our side, we come declaring less of me and more of thee. Not puffed up, but we come with reverence in the presence of God, thanking you, God, for another day's journey and for another chance. You see, humility is important because if you think you are where you are because of you, or if you think you big and bad, and you're the best bag of chips that ever been made, if you think you're so smart, you're so rich, don't you know some little mean old disease can come in a minute and you won't even recognize you in the world? And no education, no money, no friend, no fraternity, sorority, no lodge, no nothing can do nothing for you. Only the man on high. And if you think you can do that, then you will approach God in the wrong way. But our approach to God ought to be, God, fill me up because I need you. I need you every day, every minute, every second of the day. I need God. And so we come in the spirit of humility. Finally, when we make the right approach, we've got to approach God with expectations. Somebody say expectation. You see, if I draw near to God, I got to expect God is going to draw near to me because he said it in his word. In other words, we must have faith to believe that God is working on our behalf. We must believe that no approach is in vain when we draw near to God, because the truth is that we will receive what we expect or what we believe, because God will provide according to your faith. And if you don't have the faith to believe it, you won't receive it. Your expectation will not be relevant. But if you expect it and you believe it, God will come through for you. Now, I wonder if I got any folk with expectation today who believe that God will come through for you, who can testify that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. So let us go forth the right approach. Part of the process towards being established. In the right approach, we've got to pray, and we must be humble, and we must have expectation that God will move on our behalf. But we gotta commit ourselves to draw near to God, because when you draw near to God, you will discover that God is already drawn near to you. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that we serve a God who will come near, no matter who you are and no matter where you are. God will come close to you. Is there anybody in here today got a come close testimony where God came where you were, where God moved in your life? Church, if you're facing a challenge, don't run and don't be afraid, but come close. Draw near to God. And when you draw near, your blessing will be realized. You see, when you see me down on my knees, I'm just drawing near. When you see me waving my hand, I'm just drawing. I'm drawing near. When you see me jumping up and down, I'm coming close to the Lord. I wonder, Lord, have mercy. I wonder, is there anybody here who wanna come close this morning to the Lord? When you draw near, Lord have mercy. When you draw near, when you draw near to God, God will have a prescription with your name on it. When you draw near, you'll have faith to say, I don't know how God's gonna do it. I don't know when God's gonna fix it. But I believe that God will work it out. Is there anybody here got faith to believe that God will work it out? I'm standing on the promises of the Lord, and he will come through for you. He will. Good God Almighty. He will come through for you.